The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask that the children come forward for the children's sermon.
Doing this morning? I need some help this morning. That's good. I found this old lamp at my house and I am trying to make it work, but I'm having a little trouble. When I take, I put a brand new light bulb in, and when I turn the switch, it still doesn't work. Would anybody have any idea of how I can make my lamp work? Plug it in! Well, what a brilliant idea. Plug it, look at this. It has a cord and it's not plugged into anything. You think that might help? Well, let's just check it out. Let's see. Let's see what happens if I plug it in. I can figure out how to do that. Oh, wow, look at that.
I'm blinded.
Me too. Let's see if I can. I left the shade off on purpose. Look, it turns off. Woo. I won't be able to read now. And then if we turn the switch, it works. It's connected. What's it connected to?
Electricity.
Electricity. It needed electricity to make the lamp work, right? Okay. Pastor Tim just read us a story this morning, and it said that Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. So if I'm a tree and we have branches on the tree, and we cut the branch off, will the branch grow? No. The branch won't grow if it doesn't stay attached to the vine or to the branch or to the tree trunk. Just like this lamp didn't work, Jesus is our electricity. We're the lamp. Do we work if we're not plugged in? No. If we're not connected to Jesus, we can't work. Our light can't shine if we're not connected to Jesus. How do we stay connected to Jesus? What's one way we can stay connected? Yeah. If what are we doing today? Where are we today? We're in church. Hopefully you're all going to Sunday school. So when we come to church and we go to Sunday school, we learn about Jesus. We can worship Jesus, we can sing to Jesus, we can pray to Jesus. That's one way to stay connected to Jesus. That's right. And another way is to try to live our lives like Jesus would want to live. And you know what Jesus would want us to do? He'd want us to love everybody, even our brothers and sisters that we sometimes don't love. He wants us to love one another. He wants us to live like he would want us to live. He wants us to stay connected. So you think we can try to do that? Because when we stay connected, what happens? When I turn on the light, what happens? Does the light shine? I'll do it one more time. Yes, it shines. And if we stay connected to Jesus, we'll shine just like the light bulb. Okay? Let's pray real quick. Okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for this beautiful day and for making each one of us. Help us to stay connected to you so that our light can shine to your glory. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank y'all for coming up.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus used a lot of things that were common in the lives of people to get his point across on different occasions. Maybe it'd be a grain of wheat. I'm sure if he had a lamp that would plug in, that's probably one of the things that he would have used. Or maybe the lilies of the field or a lost coin, or he talks about sheep. Today in our gospel lesson, he uses the analogy of a vineyard, of growing grapes. He says that God is the grower and he is the vine and we are the branches. God is the grower. I think it takes a lot of effort to have a vineyard, to raise grapes. You have to prepare the land, and if it's on a hillside, you might have to build terraces. You have to clear everything else off of it, all the brush or trees or whatever else that may be on the hillside, till up the land, build terraces for the grapevines to grow on, make sure there's fertilizer, have to select the rootstock that you will be using and possibly even the different branches that need to be grafted into that rootstock. Make sure that it's watered, and in the biblical times then, they would usually build watchtowers as well then too, to keep the animals or people away from taking the grapes or stomping the vineyard down. God is the grower, and that is certainly the case, in our case, that is certainly true. God thought up creation. He is the author of creation. He planned it out and he created it all. He made it all, and so we belong to him. We are his by right because he has made us. But not only that then, God breathed life into us. He gave us his spirit so that we may be even that much part of him, that he abides in us in that way. And God doesn't stop there either, because God continually watches over us throughout the day. He is involved with us, just as a vine grower is involved in that vineyard of making sure that pests are away and doing the work from day to day of making sure that everything is growing well. God is in our lives as well too, as the grower, continually being with us. And at the right time, God sent his own Son into the world, even to bring us salvation and to become a part of us. God is the grower, Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. Several years ago, my family owned some property in the Lindenau area, and my father would go down there every week and he usually tended to stay in the yard area. He had a large yard area, but that's where he put his garden. He liked his garden down there. He had lots of space and lots of room to raise his vegetables. When I would go down there, I would spend more time in the pasture. A lot of times it would be fixing fence or even building fence. But most of the time I would be out there in the pasture cutting brush because there was a lot of brush on that place. And so I'd get my chainsaw and my loppers and axe and whatever else tools I needed and go out in the pasture and start hacking away. A lot of the brush that I would hack away are the grapevines. They were tangled up everywhere, growing in the other bushes. The other vines were all intermingled with it. They were growing up over and into the trees. And so I'd start hacking away. But then the problem with grapevines is that they're real clingy. Or they're all the way everywhere. And so I'd start tugging on them and they wouldn't come. If I could take just one branch and pull it away, it might come away. But a lot of times the whole thing was just one huge tangled mess. They were all balled up. They were tangled, interwoven with each other. And it was a mess. And I think maybe that's a good analogy for the church, of who we are as the church. Sometimes we're just one big tangled up mess. But I think maybe God intended it that way. Jesus says, abide in me. Abide in me. It means being all tangled up. It means being connected. And here within the church, we are connected with each other in so many different ways. We cross paths in different ways. Maybe you have family ties to other members in the church. Maybe it's by age groups that you have ties with somebody else in the church. Maybe it's working on a committee that you have ties with somebody else in the church. Maybe it's just knowing them all your life that you have those ties within the church. But what truly ties us here into this church, into this body of Christ, is Christ Himself. Through our baptism, we are tied to Christ. We are made one of His own. And we become a part of this big, tangled mess that is like those grapevines out in the wild. That they're interconnected. And they wrap around each other. And here in the church, that's who we are. We tie ourselves to one another because we care for one another. We want to tend to one another. We teach each other. We learn from each other. We help each other when somebody needs help. We are here to serve, to be a part of that intermingled family, that intermingled body of Christ, His church. So I was saying, sometimes I try to pull those branches out of those grapevines, trying to get them untangled. And there's a lot of things that try to pull us away from that body of Christ. Many things start to tug at our lives. They pull constraints on our lives, trying to pull us away. It may be the pursuit of money. It may be the pursuit of pleasure. Sometimes it's work. Sometimes it's family. We have conflicting ideas. And parts and pieces want to be pulled away. Sometimes when I was clearing brush, I couldn't get any of it out, so I would tie the tractor to the whole mess and try to yank it out that way. I think that happens in the church sometimes too, when there's some sort of major conflict that goes on, that the whole thing just explodes and everything gets yanked apart. Christ says, abide in me. I think we are interconnected and we're tied to each other in such tight knots because Christ pulls us together. Because without Christ, we are nothing. Without Christ, we wither and we die. God is the vine grower. Jesus is the branch and we are Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. As I mentioned, it takes a lot of work to tend a vineyard. One of the jobs that they do in the vineyard, in a cultured vineyard, is the pruning. And it is a necessary task in order to have the best, juiciest grapes that you can have. Dead branches are cleared away so that they don't invite disease back into the vineyard. Diseased branches are cut away. But then also, too, here in the gospel lesson, it mentions that the grower also cuts away those branches that bear no fruit. And that's hard for us. So we need to keep in mind our focus of who we are. And who we are as the body of Christ. As the body of Christ, we are connected. We are a part of that jumbled mess. But the focus then becomes, what do we do? What is the purpose of that jumbled mess? The purpose of that jumbled mess is to produce fruit. The purpose of a vineyard is to have grapes. That's what God wants for us. God wants us to bear fruit. We stay connected with one another. We stay connected to Christ. And we are here then to bear the fruits. The process of pruning then not only helps keep disease away, but for those branches that aren't producing anything, they're just drawing energy and nutrients and moisture away from those branches that do produce fruit. God wants healthy Christians. God wants healthy churches. God wants each and every one of us to be healthy in our faith so that we do bear good fruit and so that we make disciples, so that we're not only looking at ourselves, but also that we're going out and making new disciples that can be grafted in to that vine so that the mess becomes even messier, so that it becomes even huge. As Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.